KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06 here this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies and 68 degrees your current temperature. We look today for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy with north winds at 10 miles per hour and a high of 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, light and variable winds and a low of 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 82 once again. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. In local news, the Red Oak Police Department reports numerous arrests on Friday night into early Saturday. At 6:45 p.m., officers arrested 26-year-old Dylan Roy Carwall of Red Oak in the 1400 block of Broadway Street for driving while suspended and failure to have SR-22 insurance. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. At 9:05 p.m., officers arrested 46-year-old Alex Edwin Sellin Jr. of Red Oak at the intersection of West 2nd and West Reed Streets on a charge of driving while suspended. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $566.25 bond. At 11:20 p.m. Friday, Red Oak police arrested 21-year-old Dakota Lynn Giroux of Red Oak in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street on a charge of simple assault. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. And at 12:37 a.m. on Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Glenwood in the 400 block of North Broadway Street for disorderly conduct. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early Saturday of a Shenandoah man. At 2:47 a.m., deputies arrested 27-year-old Jordan Scott of Shenandoah for public intoxication. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports seven people were arrested Wednesday in connection with burglary investigations in the Pacific Junction area. Deputies executed search warrants in Pacific Junction and Glenwood Wednesday, which resulted in the recovery of $5,000 worth of stolen property. During a 24-hour time period, the seven suspects were arrested on a total of 25 felony charges, with additional charges pending. Those arrested included 36-year-old Michael David Burton and 30-year-old Joshua John Liebaugh, both of Glenwood, 39-year-old Matthew Joseph Tyson, 43-year-old Ryan Michael Tyson, and 41-year-old Andy Charles Andrews, all of Pacific Junction, 46-year-old Nathan Jacob Morris, and 42-year-old Tima Elaine Hill, both of Council Bluffs. A sheriff's deputy in Pottawatomie County arrested a man in Oakland at around 1:30 a.m. on Thursday. The deputy was dispatched to a residence in the 200 block of Grove Street. While en route, he was advised a female was on the roof of the house across the street, saying her boyfriend assaulted her. Dispatch said also the woman kept setting her car alarm off. Upon the deputy's arrival, the 33-year-old woman was found on the roof, and an investigation resulted in the arrest of 48-year-old Robert Lee Robinson of Oakland for felony domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent offense. A woman who, in other notes there from Pottawatomie County, a woman who was wanted to visit an inmate or boyfriend at the Pottawatomie County Jail Wednesday morning was found to have a valid arrest warrant. 21-year-old Haley Nicole Carson was arrested for violation of probation and turned over to corrections staff. The Creston Police Department is reporting five recent arrests. On Thursday, 38-year-old Jennifer Lynn Beard of Creston was arrested for harassment in the third degree. She was later released on her own recognizance. Late Wednesday evening, 31-year-old Clay Allen Brammer of Arisbe was arrested in Creston for domestic abuse assault. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. At around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, 37-year-old Brandon Ashley Howe of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for theft in the third degree. His bond was also set at $1,000. And 46-year-old Tori Lynn Pettit of Creston was arrested on Wednesday afternoon for disorderly conduct. She was released on $300 bond. Tuesday morning, 24-year-old Tyler Dennis James White, a homeless person, was arrested in Creston for theft in the fifth degree. White pled guilty to the charge and was released. Creston police said also that on June 28th, a man residing in the 300 block of Russell Street reported that sometime between June 27th and 28th, someone spray-painted the side of his 1988 pickup truck while it was parked outside the residence. The damage was estimated at $330. Officials in eastern Iowa say a man has lost his hand in a fireworks mishap that also seriously injured two others. The city of Muscatine says in a news release that one of the three men lit a mortar while holding it in his hand and attempted to throw it, but it exploded before he could. Firefighters say the man lost his hand in the explosion, while the second man suffered injuries to his face, eyes, and ears. The third man lost several fingers. Two of the men were taken by ambulance to a hospital. The other drove himself to the hospital. All three were later taken to an Iowa City hospital and are expected to survive their injuries. Assistant Fire Chief Michael Hartman says it's the city's most serious fireworks incident since the state legalized fireworks 2 years ago. Police say a 23-year-old Des Moines woman has been arrested for a fatal hit-and-run crash. The crash happened just before 3 a.m. Thursday at a Des Moines intersection when a sport utility vehicle and car collided. Police say the driver of the car, 19-year-old Kevin Trung of Des Moines, was rushed to a hospital where he died of his injuries. The driver of the SUV, which police say was speeding and ran a red light to cause the crash, fled the scene before first responders arrived. Police announced an arrest in the case Thursday night, saying Alexandria Mae Newton has been charged with homicide by reckless driving, having no insurance, driving while her license was suspended, and other counts. She's being held in the Polk County Jail. Authorities in central Iowa say a 27-year-old Knoxville man has drowned at Lake Red Rock just west of Pella. The Des Moines Register reports that Marion County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the lake just after 6 p.m. Thursday for reports that a man had gone under the water and not resurfaced. Officials say about 20 minutes later, Tyson Marshall was brought to shore where medics sought to revive him. Marshall was taken to Pella Hospital where he was pronounced dead. An Iowa police shooting that paralyzed a black man in 2016 also threatened the life of the city's deputy chief when the injured man's speeding truck smashed into his patrol SUV. Cedar Rapids has released police reports related to an incident in which Officer Lucas Jones struggled with and shot Jeremy Mitchell, an unarmed black man who was pulled over in November of 2016. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled in April that the reports were public records. They shed little new light on the shooting, which was captured on dash cam video made public in 2016, but they add new detail to what happened afterward. Authorities had said that after he was shot, Mitchell was paralyzed and unable to control his truck as it struck a police SUV whose driver was extricated. The records reveal that the SUV's occupant was Deputy Cedar Rapids Police Chief Thomas Jonker, who was responding to Jones's call for backup. Mitchell's truck was traveling 60 miles per hour when it was smashed into Jonker's driver's side, trapping him inside. Jonker reported pain to his neck, jaw, and knee and chipped teeth, but returned to work days later. And police in Red Oak arrested two men early Friday morning on separate charges. A little before 2 a.m., 40-year-old Jason Michael Eppenbaugh of Red Oak was arrested in the 1800 block of East Summit Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. Eppenbaugh was cited into court on the simple misdemeanor charge and released at the scene. And around 2:25 a.m., 27-year-old Devin Keith Hale of Council Bluffs was arrested in the 200 block of North 2nd Street in Red Oak. Hale was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct. His cash-only bond was set at $300. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Dale Allen Haynes, age 70, of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, and formerly of Oakland, died June 12th. Memorial services for Dale Haynes will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Brian L. Rusfold, age 49, of Audubon, died June 29th in rural Montezuma. Funeral services for Brian Rusfold will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Scotty Allen Peterson, age 55, of Harlan, died June 27th. Funeral services for Scotty Peterson will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Robert Runyon, age 76, of Clarinda, died Monday while under hospice care in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Robert Runyon will be held today at 11 a.m. at Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Steve McDermott, age 60, of Creston, died Tuesday at the Every Step Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Funeral services for Steve McDermott will be held on Monday, 10:30 a.m. at the Creston Community High School. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Wilma Darlene Eggers, age 70, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Wilma Darlene Eggers will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Larry Rice, age 81, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Larry Rice will be held Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Richard Shaker, age 77, of Greenfield, died on Tuesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. And funeral services for Richard Shaker will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And Michael Scott Kerr, age 74, of Manila, died Tuesday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Michael Kerr will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Sheeter, age 71, of Panora, died Thursday at the VA Central Iowa Healthcare System in Des Moines. Funeral services for Robert Sheeter will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Tweaked Funeral Home in Panora. And Glenn Scott, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Glenn Scott are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. That's a look at the latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.